Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We're going to talk a little bit about Hunter Biden, Robert Hunter Biden, to be precise. Born February 4th, 1970. He's 52 years old. Wilmington, Delaware is where he resides. He is the second son of Nalia Biden and Joe Biden. Hunter Biden's mother and his younger sister were killed in an automobile crash on December the 18th of 1972, and Joe Biden milked that event that he caused due to his philandering. He milked that event to become a senator. He actually accused the truck driver who killed his wife and daughter of being drunk. And as it turns out, the reality of the story is Nalia Biden was suicidal. She drove, ran a red light, the truck hit her. She was trying to commit suicide. Well, Biden, this is Hunter, and his older brother, Bo, were seriously injured, but they both survived. That's just the backdrop of the Hunter Biden story before we get to the rest of it. And today's show will be dedicated to the Biden family's criminal enterprise, because that's what it is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. See, what we do is we have the media has a tendency to glamorize everything that somebody does that they want to promote, but the facts are the facts. You know, I would love to tell you that I had this great, you know, father and my upbringing by my grandparents was phenomenal, but my mother died and my father was a crook. He was probably one of the worst human beings, mostly based on circumstances because he didn't have good parental supervision, but he was not a good guy. But let me tell you something. I hate to admit this. Sadly, in politics, the worse your story, the better you have of a Horatio Alger story of I pull myself up by the bootstraps, the better things are. You know, people don't resonate with the idea that my grandparents took over when my mother passed and raised me, and I had a relatively functional life outside of I didn't have grandparents to go to who would dote on me. But outside of that, I don't regret a single thing. But they want to hear about my daddy, you know, being in prison and, you know, locked up and my mother dying. They want to hear the sad story. I'm not even kidding. People want to hear that because then it's like, well, if I hear that story, then it's Kevin, you overcame so much. I've still overcome a lot. But I don't have to have parents that beat me, you know. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, back to the Biden. So Hunter and his big brother, Bo, very bad accident, broken bones. Hunter was sustained, and get this, injuries to the skull. They were several months in the hospital. Joe Biden gets sworn into the Senate January of 1973, milking a tragedy. When they talk about this version of demented Camelot, they say Hunter and Bo later encouraged their father to marry again, and Jill Jacobs became their stepmother in 1977. Well, truth be told, Jill Jacobs, a.k.a. Dr. Jill was already positioning herself to be Senator's wife because she's one of the reasons that Nalia drove her car and ran a red light and drove it into a truck. Because Joe was messing around with his good buddy's wife, Jill. Now, those are the facts. They can sugarcoat it. They can candy coat. It was a cute. They met and it was love. And no, they were both married and they couldn't do anything. And whatever. It was orchestrated. Anyway, Hunter Biden attended Catholic high school at Archmere Academy in Claymont, Delaware. I don't know where he went wrong. But he graduated. He got a Bachelor's of Arts degree in history from Georgetown in 1992. Now, how do you think Hunter got into Georgetown? You think he did it on merit? I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. I'm just saying, if I had to speculate, I would say no. It says, during the year after he graduated from college, he served as a Jesuit volunteer at a church in Portland, Oregon, where he met Kathleen Buell, whom he married in 1993. After he attended Georgetown University Law Center for 1 year, transferred to Yale Law School, and graduated in 1996. Again, if you want to connect, it's like, where are Jesus' teen years, right? If you want to connect the dots on how Hunter Biden goes from Georgetown Law School, a great law school, goes to Yale Law School, graduates in 1996. Now, I don't know if he passed the bar. Did he? Can you research and see if Hunter Biden passed the bar? I'm sending my producers on a snipe hunt because I've already looked. You want to know what I found? Nothing. He graduated with a JD from Yale. I could find nothing that pointed to Hunter Biden having passed the bar. I don't know what you do if you don't pass the bar. Can you legally? I mean, you can still say you're a lawyer. You got your JD degree, but he did not. From everything I can see, he didn't pass the bar. Would that surprise you to learn that Hunter Biden didn't pass the bar? It doesn't me. I think his whole career is a sham. He's had everything handed to him, and he gets out probably by the skin of his teeth, and he becomes a practicing attorney. You should see the glowing way they write about this guy. We're going to go into it today because this is the show dedicated to the Biden family. And I want you to understand how big of crooks they are, and it began at the beginning. This isn't something that took some time. This started when Hunter was groomed to do what Joe Biden needed him to do. That's what the children of Joe Biden were for. Same with Bo. Bo was the attorney general of Delaware before he died. He did Joe Biden's dirty work. How do you think you control things in your state if you don't have the kids do your dirty work? Same with the Cuomos. Mario Cuomo had two boys. One becomes governor, the other's in media. You think that's by accident? These people orchestrate this stuff. Anyway, a lot more about Hunter when we come back. And I'm going to tell you, it's shocking stuff. Things that people don't know about the history of the Bidens and the level of orchestration they put Hunter Biden in so he could do Joe Biden's dirty work.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steelman pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steelman pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steelman pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steelman pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're discussing the sordid history of the Biden family. Wow. All I can tell you is the more you learn about these people, the worse it gets. Hunter Biden, after graduating law school in 1996, I can't find anything that shows he took the bar, passed the bar. My guess is he probably failed it. But he accepted a consultant position at the bank holding company called MBNA. Now, MBNA's employees donated about $200,000 into Joe Biden's Senate campaigns. So what MBNA was doing was essentially hedging its bets, and Hunter Biden, this was the first little foray for him into the Biden family larceny. MBA's hiring of Biden, they write, was controversial due to the fact that his father pushed for credit card legislation, which was beneficial to the credit card industry and was supported by MBA during Biden's time at the bank.
The legislation made it more difficult to get bankruptcy protection. This led to Byron York of National Review referring to Joe Biden years later as the senator from MBNA, referencing the close relationship between the two. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I'm talking about how the Biden family orchestrated using their crackhead son, Hunter, to do Joe Biden and the Biden family's billing. They said by 1998, Hunter Biden had risen to the rank of executive vice president at MBNA. And then 3 days later, 3 years later, 3 days later, he left in 2001. He left to serve at the United States Department of Commerce focused on e-commerce policy for the Bill Clinton administration. Now, do you think that a guy who has been kicked out of the Navy at this point and is a known drug abuser, which, by the way, how do you get on the bar? How do you, if you're a known cokehead? Doesn't happen, does it? So the point is, I don't think Hunter Biden ever, he might have taken the bar, but he didn't pass it. I don't think you can become an attorney if you have that type of a record. But anyway, not only is he made executive VP of MBNA, he's moved by Bill Clinton to the Department of Commerce where he focuses on e-commerce policy. Now, if you think that let me put it this way. I got some crackheads in my family that I would love to get to walk through and live the life that Hunter Biden, lead the life that Hunter Biden is leading at this point. So he then becomes a lobbyist and he co-founds the firm of Oldacre, Biden, and Belair. And according to a guy named Adam Entus of The New Yorker, Biden and his father established a relationship in which, quote, Biden wouldn't ask Hunter about his lobbying clients and Hunter wouldn't tell his father about them. You think they honor that? So Hunter Biden then, under George Bush, I want you to understand this is how incestuous this is. This is not just Democrats, or this is Democrat and Republican. He was appointed to a 5-year term on the board of directors of Amtrak by George Bush in 2006. Now, this is a dude at this point who is a known crackhead. And he's got nothing in his record to make you believe that he should be put on the board of Amtrak. He was replaced as vice chairman in January and resigned from the board in February, shortly after his father became VP. Biden said during his father's vice presidential campaign that it was time for his lobbying efforts to end. Yeah. So that's just the beginning of this sordid little tale of Hunter Biden. Let's continue on. In 2006, Biden and his uncle James Biden purchased the international hedge fund Paradigm Global Advisors. Hunter was the CEO of this firm. By the way, remember the dates. I'll remind you of certain things. For example, in 2013, that's going to be a critical point in all of this. But what I want you to understand is this is all orchestrated. Hunter Biden is, at this point, he's certainly using drugs. It comes out in more detail down the road. And keep in mind, he doesn't have his naval career. I alluded to it earlier, but he hadn't been in the Navy yet. Anyway, he's an interim CEO for this fund for 5 years until 2011. In September 2008, during the same period, he launched a consultancy company called Seneca Global Advisors that offered to help companies expand into foreign markets. Again, ask yourself this. What did he know about it? Nothing. He's not an attorney. I mean, I don't think he is. I can't find anything where he took the bar. But anyway, he, Devin Archer, and Christopher Hines founded the investment and advisory firm Rosemont Seneca Partners in 2009. He also co-founded a capital firm called Eudora Capital. He held the position of counsel in the law firm of Boies Schiller Flexner and LLP in 2014. Now, in 2014, he's been kicked out of the Navy. 2013 is when he joined the Navy. I'm going to get you back to that in a bit. But I want you to understand all the things this guy is doing while he's a crackhead. Biden was on the board of directors of the World Food Program, a 501c3 charity based in D.C. that supports the work of UN World Food Program, and he was on the board from 2011 to 2017. I want you to understand, these are heavy crack years. He served as board chairman from 2011 to 2015. He was also a partner in investment vehicles that included the name Seneca to denote his participation. Several bank accounts linked to Hunter Biden had received $3.8 million. I know that's now been increased to $4.8 million in the CEFC, which is China's energy company, which is, of course, linked to the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's what one person writes about Hunter. From being appointed senior MBNA vice president 2 years out of law school to the gift of a 2.8 carat diamond ring from a Chinese tycoon to Burisma Holdings. Late summer of 2006, Hunter and James again purchased the hedge fund Paradigm Global Advisors, and according to unnamed sources it quoted in Politico, in August, James Biden declared to his employees on day one, "Don't worry about investors. We've got people all around the world who want to invest in Joe Biden." At this time, Joe Biden is months away from becoming chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and launching his second bid for president. The unknown person who charged, who spoke to Politico, charged that the purchase of the fund was designed to work around campaign finance laws. According to the executive, James Biden made it clear that he viewed the fund as a way to take money from rich foreigners who could not legally give money to his older brother or his campaign account. "We've got investors lined up in a line of 747s filled with cash, ready to invest in this company."
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Freddie Mac data is revealing buying a home has rates surging at a price not seen since 1987. The average price on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit 5% this week. Russia's defense ministry is reporting that the Moskva cruiser, the flagship of its Black Sea fleet, has sunk. Ukraine says it hit it with missiles. Russia claims it was an accidental fire that ignited ammunition. This week's subway shooting in New York, the NYPD reported 10 people were shot, 5 of them hospitalized in critical but stable condition, and 13 others were injured in the panic. 62-year-old Frank James turned himself in and faced a federal judge Thursday. Mr. James did not enter a plea and is being held without bail. His attorney is reminding New Yorkers not to jump to conclusions.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that looks for the virus in your breath. The Inspector COVID-19 breathalyzer, about the size of carry-on luggage, is very portable, and it can give results in less than 3 minutes. Australia levies more sanctions against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Wendy King reports.
Australia has announced additional sanctions against more than a dozen state-owned companies. It also continues to levy punitive measures against the Kremlin over its war in Ukraine. The sanctions target 14 state-owned companies, including defense-related entities, KAMAZ, as well as shipping companies, Chevmash and United Shipbuilding Corporation. Australia has imposed sanctions against some 600 individuals and entities since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Orchestrated larceny, orchestrated corruption on behalf of the Biden family. You don't have to be a genius to connect the dots here. We're talking about 2006 when the Bidens have started this fund, this organization that's going to funnel money in from foreigners so the family could make a living. Now, up to this point, Hunter Biden's had a $100,000 a year retainer from MBNA, and Joe Biden, by happenstance, happened to give them everything they wanted with respect to the credit card industry. The bank hired him fresh out of law school, and less than 2 years promoted him to senior VP. Biden also separately worked as a lobbyist until 2008, founding the firm Oldacre, Biden & Berlaire, where he represented mostly universities and hospitals, but also drug companies, and he named the companies, and the music-sharing company Napster and online gambling sites. Now, Hunter says he never lobbied his father on any client matter, but that's not really true. And I think this will all be verified at some point. According to court records filed in a lawsuit by his former business partner, Joseph Lotito, Joe Biden wanted Hunter Biden to find a different line of work because his presidential campaign would be greatly complicated if he remained the father of a Washington lobbyist. But they needed shields, and they set him up. But Lotito sued James and Hunter Biden, saying they cut him out of the purchase of Paradigm Global Advisors. His suit claimed that the firm is paying Hunter an annual salary of $1.2 million. And get this, while Biden had worked for MBNA, he never worked for a hedge fund or investment firm before. He just suddenly had all this newfound knowledge. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, laying out the timeline for Hunter Biden and what he was doing during all this time. These guys are scamming, and they're scheming to use Joe Biden, the family name, so that Hunter could set up, and James could set up something for the family to make money. And that's what they were doing. An outside audit firm in 2008 by the firm of Briggs, Bunting, and Doherty found a failure to reconcile investment advisors' reimbursement of fund expenses Failure to reconcile and review cash account on a timely basis, and failure to reconcile and review various other accounts on a timely basis. Well, August 23rd of 2008, Obama announced that Joe Biden would be his running mate. The following day, Obama officials acknowledged the connection between the Bidens and MBNA, the enormous financial services company then based in the home state of Delaware, one of the most sensitive issues in the vetting of Joe Biden. They knew there was a problem. They also knew, let me put it this way, Barack Obama had no decision-making about selecting Biden. If you're wondering, how did he pick Biden? He didn't pick him. So, anyway, all these are coincidences that really you have a difficult time explaining. In an interview with Tom Brokaw, Joe Biden argued there was nothing inappropriate about the biggest bank in the state hiring his son. My son graduated from Yale Law School. The starting salary in Wall Street is $140,000 a year if they want you to lawyer. Options he had, he could come home and work for a bank. Well, see, they couldn't hire him as a lawyer. They hired him as a consultant because I don't think he had a law degree. I mean, he had a law degree, but he couldn't practice. Anyway, September of 2008, Hunter Biden filed his paperwork to in-lobby in for all clients because Biden was going to be VP. Hunter Biden founded, as I mentioned, Seneca Global Advisors, a boutique consulting firm is what they call themselves, to help small and mid-sized businesses expand in the markets in the U.S. and other countries. December of 2008, Latito drops his lawsuit. They reach the settlement. January of 20th of 2009, Joe Biden sworn in as VP. Does any of this sound coincidental? February of 2009, Paradigm got another headache when one of its partners, financier Alan Stanford, is charged by regulators with an $8 billion fraud. However, Paradigm and James and Hunter Biden are not accused of wrongdoing, and Paradigm's attorney, Mark Lopresti, said that they never met or communicated with Stanford. I'll leave you to be the judge of that. So now, at this point, Hunter Biden co-founds Seneca Partners with Christopher Hines, who's the stepson of John Kerry, and Devin Archer, who's now in prison, by the way. They were friends when Hines met Hunter at Yale. November 2009, Paradigm's run of bad luck continues when the U.S. Department of Justice determined that the Manhattan skyscraper housing the offices of Paradigm is partially owned by individuals helping the Iranian government evade sanctions. By 2017, federal prosecutors would contend that the building served as a front for the Iranian government and as a gateway for millions of dollars to be funneled to Iran in clear violation of U.S. sanction laws. But no evidence that the Bidens or Paradigm knew of their landlord's ties. Nope. I'll just leave you to speculate on that. In 2010, after 2 years of difficulties and the economic recession, James and Hunter Biden began unwinding the Paradigm fund, filing for voluntary liquidation. The man who sold them the firm, James Parks, never collects on an $8 million note. What do you think James Parks got out of it? 2010 through 2011, Rosemont Seneca takes off like a rocket in its ability to secure meetings with wealthy Chinese investors. This is from Peter Schweitzer in his book. Less than a year after opening Rosemont Seneca's doors, Hunter Biden and Devin Archer were in China having secured access at the highest levels. Thornton's Group's account of the meetings on the Chinese language website is telling. Chinese executives extend their warm welcome to the Thornton Group with its U.S. partner, Rosemont Seneca chairman Hunter Biden, second son of now VP Joe Biden. The purpose of the meetings was to, quote, explore the possibility of commercial cooperation and opportunity. Curiously, details about the meeting do not appear on their English language website. I'll let you be the judge of all of this. Now, at some point in all of this, folks, the Joe Biden decided Hunter needed to increase his creds.
and they wanted him to go into the military. So the discussion was being done here. Because he's a full-fledged crackhead. Everything I'm talking about at this point, he is a full-fledged crackhead. I want to play this Schweitzer thing on the Bidens, though, this clip that he did on the Bidens while we're talking about him before we move on.
What we know for a fact, Bill, is in Ukraine and in China, the only two countries where Joe Biden was point person on U.S. foreign policy, his son cashed in big time in both countries. In Ukraine, 2 months after his father is put in charge of USAID going to Ukraine, he gets this board appointment at Burisma. According to banking records, he was getting $83,000 a month for a job. He had no background in Ukraine, and he had no background in energy. Why that in and of itself should not be investigated, I for the life of me can't understand. And
welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're dissecting the timeline of Hunter Biden and a host of other things surrounding him and his family. And we'll get the second hour. We'll talk about all the things that have transpired. But this is all leading up to this. And what I want you to understand is that this is all orchestrated. This isn't by chance. This isn't some lucky thing. I wonder how all of this occurred. This occurred very simply because Joe Biden and the family got together and said, okay, look, things are about to happen big for us. I'm about to become vice president. So forget the Senate stuff. Forget the chili pimping we were doing before. We're about to go big time. I need you to start making connections. And look, if you want to go look at this timeline, maybe we'll publish it. But here's what I can tell you. You can see where the big money starts to happen. The minute Joe Biden becomes VP, people say, write off the money. Forget the $8 million you owe me. Go ahead and wind down that company. Let's get to another one. Let's line them up. And oh, by the way, let's get over to China because the money over there is going to be enormous. And it was. It's been absolutely enormous. And let me tell you something. There's no secret here. I'm no investigative journalist. I can guarantee you, you don't have to be a genius to understand exactly what happened. Follow the money, and there will be no doubt in your minds. I feel like I'm about to preach. There will be no doubt in your minds that Joe Biden is the big guy, and he knows everything that's going on, and I'm so confident about this. The only way you could get rid of this is if you get a cabal together and you erase it all. The Biden family is scandalous.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I stay cost $300,000 this time around, or between $250,000 and $300,000. I don't know the exact figure. That's more money than any Democrat in my state has ever spent. And the young new white knight, he spent it. Spent more money than my opponent. Only because he didn't take me seriously, and he had another $90,000 left over. He didn't know how to spend it in the last week when they realized I was a serious candidate. But seriously, in trying to raise that money, I fortunately had over 3,000 individual contributors. Nobody makes up any more than one percentage point of my total budget. Nobody for one percentage point gets a hold of that ear. Nobody gets any more than a return phone call for that 1%. But it's not because I'm particularly moral. It's because nobody took me seriously. Had in the beginning when I started, big corporations or big labor or big wealthy individuals or big anybody come along and said, "Here, Biden, we want to contribute $20,000 to you," I probably would have taken it. Not probably, I would have taken it. Because I had to go out and borrow $20,000 and put a second mortgage on my house to get that $20 to start. But nobody took me seriously.
Joe Biden, in his own words, welcome back, everybody, Kevin Jackson. That was when he was a senator. Struggling senator. The numbers he's talking about now are jokes. That's Hunter's little, prostitute money. Welcome back. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network.com. Joe Biden telling you to your face, I would have taken the money. I might have. No, I take that back. I would have. You think he's any different? You think Joe Biden didn't see what everybody else was doing and say, look, I need to get in on the game? He couldn't wait to get in on the game. Now I want you to imagine if Donald Trump had a tape. That's on a video, by the way. But if he had that, instead of the tape, he grabbed a woman by the hoo-ha. This is Joe Biden admitting, I'd be willing to be bought. I would take your phone call if you send me enough money. MNBA, is that right? MNBA? Yeah, if you give me enough money, give my son a job, give him enough leeway to do what he needs to get done, and he's going to give me part of what he's doing, I absolutely will get you the legislation you need. Joe Biden tells you up front he can be bought. He tells you his son is squeaky clean. He did nothing wrong, he said. You want to hear the clip? Here's Joe Biden talking about Hunter doing nothing wrong.
So what about the Americans who really today only want me to ask you about Hunter Biden's laptop? How are you going to get them to see that you are fighting for them when they're so dead set against you?
There's nothing to any of that. Nothing to any of that. It's all a smear. Every major outfit, every serious investigator has pointed out that this is a smear. This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop. And you may recall, there's also talk about 4 months before there was a similar thing that somebody had, allegedly. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged. I mean, look, this is my son's an honorable man, and all the investigations that were done around the issue of what was going on in Ukraine, if you notice, every one of the major people who worked for Trump during the impeachment went under oath, and under oath said Biden did his job. No law was broken. This Biden did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. That was the testimony, their testimony, from Republicans and intelligence community people. So I think that it's, I just think, look, politics has become too crass, too dirty, too ugly, and the perpetrator of an awful lot of this has been, he didn't start at all, but he has taken to a new level, this president.
He says his son is an honorable man. That's right, honorable man. How dare anyone, question that? I don't know. Maybe this is the reason.
I'm wondering if you have a comment on this report and court filing out of Arkansas that your son Hunter just made you grandfather.
No, that's a private matter. I have no comment. You're a good man.
Thank you guys.
So Joe Biden is upset with Peter Ducey asking about Hunter Biden's illegitimate child, but Joe Biden says, my son, he's a stand-up dude. He's a great guy. Well, let me tell you, people started calling him out. This is John King of CNN. He was calling out the Bidens over their little dealings. And we got a lot more clips to play because this is a dedication to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And when we get into the next series in the next hour, I'm telling you, it's going to become even more clear how this whole thing is set up. Look, folks, I love my kids. I've done everything I can do to help them. I've educated them. You know what I mean? Worked on homework with them, got them into the colleges, made myself available in whatever form. But let me tell you, and I would go as far as I told my second son, I said, hey, look, I know some folks over at ENY. I can help you out if you need it. Never called me, going up through the ranks on his own. And I could go on. I told my youngest son, I got lots of contacts in baseball and things. He's a big time baseball. He wants to play baseball. Said, whatever you decide to do, if you want to leverage me, fine. He hasn't done it. I think they should. But here's what I will tell you. I won't do anything illegal. Certainly wouldn't do that. But I would give him a leg up. I don't blame Joe Biden for wanting to give him a leg up. But what he did was far worse. Anyway, here's John King talking about the Bidens.
Hunter Biden, in many ways, is a weakness for the former vice president because of his work. He was I'll call it out. He's a swamp creature, like many people, trading under his family name to make money around the world.
Well, here's what I can guarantee you. Hunter Biden's not the only swamp creature in the Biden family. Joe Biden is equally as swampy. James Biden, equally as swampy. For the never Trumpers and whatever else, again, I don't care what you think about Donald Trump or whatever, but could his family go through this level of scrutiny? Could any of the Trump kids, any of them, have had these kind of issues and it not have remained in the news and just been beaten to death? This is amazing. You want to talk about being squeaky clean, not even in comparison to the Bidens. The Trumps know they're going to be under scrutiny. We want to see your tax records. We want to see this. We want to see that. Joe Biden can publicly tell you, I don't donate money to charity. To look at his finances, it doesn't look like he makes a lot of money. Only in the last couple of years has he gone out and said, okay, look, I'm making millions of dollars. Prior to that, Joe Biden claimed poverty. And I played his clip. He's on the take. He's for sale. And people know it. There's no secret here, folks. Anyway, moving on. So we're up to 2011, give or take. And here's what I'm going to continue with. It says, also, according to the Thornton Group, which is the Hunter Biden's associates, the three Americans met with the largest and most powerful government fund leaders in China, even though Rosemont was both new and small. To put these meetings in perspective, this person writes, it was as if the son of a Chinese premier held a single meeting with the heads of Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Merrill Lynch, and Blackstone. Except in this case, these were government entities with trillions of dollars of capital to invest. The delegates spent 2 days meeting with the top executives of China's sovereign wealth fund, Social Security fund, and largest banks. Hunter posed with them for a series of pictures. This is what happened. They want you to believe it was all Hunter's doing. It had nothing to do with him trading on his father's name. But let me just tell you this. I don't know what your name gets you. I've never, I shouldn't say never. I've got friends I can name drop and people go, oh, you're friends with them. But I'll tell you this, the stuff that Hunter got, I can't imagine getting. Even with the connections I have, I can't imagine people putting these level of meetings together and throwing money at me. And I don't think you can either. In 2012, Devin Archer and Hunter began meetings with a guy named Jonathan Lee. He's going to become a critical figure in what we talk about in the next hour, along with Hunter's military record and some other Biden family shenanigans.
This is the
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.